Well, bless you today for your call to Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff Chapman, and I want to share some things with you out of Luke chapter 9. We want to look at the expensive and the true price tag of discipleship. Are you a disciple of Jesus? You know, I met a man recently who told me that he was a Christian, but he was not a disciple. And he said, Jesus is my Savior, but he's not my Lord. And you know, that's ridiculous. I want you to really be honest and have some reality to that. Can you be a follower of Jesus? Can you be a Christian and not a disciple? Can he be your Savior and not your Lord? I think not. Let's read what the Scripture says. It says in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, "And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save him. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in the Father's and of the holy angels." Well, Jesus just clearly refuted that little opener I started with there. If you're going to come after Jesus, you have to deny yourself, take up a cross, and follow Jesus. He said, if you seek to save your life, he said, write it down, you're going to lose it. We are called to give our life to God, give our life to the service of the kingdom of God, and if we seek to preserve, to save ourselves, we're going to lose it. So many people have so many back doors. If this doesn't happen, they have this planned. And, you know, there may be some wisdom and prudence in doing some of that, but Jesus told us to take no thought for the morrow. You know, people have all this life insurance and things like such to, you know, protect them when the spouse dies or whatever. You know, I just don't get, you know, all the thinking behind that if you're going to really follow Jesus. He said, if you seek to save your life, you're going to lose it. But he said, if you'll lose your life for Jesus' sake, you're going to save it. And it says, and what's it going to profit you if you gain this whole wicked world? You owned it all. I mean, who is the richest man in the world right now? You know, is it this Bill Gates guy out in Washington State who invented all this computer stuff? And all this, you know, software and, you know, techno world? Is it some other great man in the world, some oil baron somewhere, or some man that owns a gold mine or a diamond mine, or, you know, well, what is it? I don't know who he is. You know, I'm sure he changes regularly who's the richest guy. But the Bible said, so you owned it all. But one day, this thing called death is going to rip everything that you own out of your hands. You're going to stand before God clean and naked, and you're going to give an account for what you did with your, with every word you spoke. The Bible says every idle word, every thought you thought, every deed you did, every action, everything you did is going to stand and be judged before the living God. And many people just say, that's no big deal. And they've created a God in their own image and their own thinking and a God that would suit themselves. But the real God, the Lord Jesus, said to, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, you'll be cast away into hell, into everlasting fire. And then he goes on to this. I just think this is heavy in verse 26. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words. Of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, but he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. So, there it is. You wonder why some people are talking about Jesus a lot. Maybe they have gospel signs. Maybe they go downtown and preach the gospel. Maybe they're very enthusiastic about God. Well, this verse 26 may have really spoke to them one day. It said, if you're ashamed of me and of my words, then shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Sounds like if Jesus is going to be your Savior, he's going to have to be your Lord. And if you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to have to be his disciple, disciplined follower of the Lord Jesus. Well, you search the scriptures. You seek the Lord. You check out the Bible and see if what I've taught you today is true. And may God's blessing be upon you as you seek him. He promised that you would find him. I think the only reason most people aren't finding God is because they're not seeking him. All right, well, if you'd like to leave us a message, 0 then 99 would answer to the voicemail, then you may leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and God bless you.